If only you knew who I used to be. I used to be the most insecure people pleaser in the whole wide world. Literally, the thing I feared more than lions and monsters and sharks was disappointing the people in my life. I could tell by the mere look on someone's face if they were happy with me or if I had upset them. And in case the latter was true, I would make sure I went above and beyond to make it up to them. I would send them elaborate messages apologizing even for my very existence if that's what it took to make sure that they weren't mad at me anymore. Seriously, just remembering this old booba makes me cringe and shiver. Because now everything is different. Now my very existence is a walking provocation to everyone and their mothers, so I can't possibly stop at everyone. Because now I am free. Now I quit. There is a deeply rooted definition of quitting in all of us that has caused so much more harm than it has good. And a lot of it is based on how we are perceived by society and how we want our lives to present. Quitting is bad, mostly because quitting is hard. And it is hard for so many reasons. Because it requires a rude breaking of societal and cultural expectations into a world of personal expression and true authenticity. So, I guess this episode is the story of how I decided to completely quit. There's a lot in here. So, I really hope it encourages you to gain perspective on your own life and to find the courage to do what is right for you, as long as you're not harming anyone else. So make yourself nice and cozy, and let's begin today's conversation. Hello, my loves. Welcome back, or welcome here, for a very interesting and exciting conversation on the Being Allowed podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Bibi Shea, and a lot of the conversations we have on this podcast are very real and raw and vulnerable, because I believe that that's what brings us together as a people. And I believe that we live in a day and age that is super marked by fakeness and inauthenticity, where everyone's life is on display, whether that's on social media or just through gossip and societal, just gossip, that no one really knows what they want anymore, and no one really takes the time to actually pause and think about their own choices. And so we all start looking the same, dressing the same, acting the same, and it's out of a fear that otherwise we're going to be shunned, or people are going to talk about us in a bad way. Now, in last week's episode, we talked a lot about the concept of failure and what does it even mean to be a failure. So if you didn't watch that episode or listen to that episode already, I encourage you to go back and do so, because today's episode is very related to that. And it's on the concept of quitting. Now, just in a nutshell, just for today's episode's purposes, last week we said that failure is basically the failure to meet expectations. And we all live our lives kind of like that to a certain extent. Like, really take the time right now to think of a time when you wanted to do something but didn't do that thing because you wanted to meet other people's expectations, even at the cost of your own life, your own happiness, your own fulfillment. Like, think to a time where the decision was so hard to do right by yourself because it was easier to do right by society. And today's conversation kind of picks up on that. I just want to tell you the story of the time I made the biggest decision to quit the biggest thing and how that ended up affecting my entire life, and not in the way that you would think. Again, if you're new here, if this is the first episode of the Being Allowed podcast that you're listening to, I was married. And that is something that I'm pretty open about talking about, because It was the loneliest time in my life, the marriage itself, but also the divorce was just so, so lonely. And like, I talk about it so openly because I know that I'm not the only one. And if sharing my story will help someone else on their journey, then that's literally all I need to know. And so today's conversation kind of talks about that, because the thing that I quit was my marriage. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am an Egyptian Christian woman living in Egypt. So it's not like I'm Egyptian, but I live elsewhere. No, I'm very much in the heart of Egypt. And so in Egypt, our communities are very, very interconnected. Societies are all interwoven. And so everyone knows everyone, which means that word travels fast. And reputations are tainted and tarnished in the blink of an eye. You know, either the entire community will be looking so highly up to someone, or the entire community and society will completely shun and like disrespect someone based off of literally one thing that one person says. And so you can imagine the magnitude of every decision that every person has to make, right? Like, you make one decision in your own life, now the entire universe knows about it. And everyone now feels like they have a say, or they have a right to an opinion, or whatever. Well, now that you have the backstory, you can kind of begin to imagine what it was like to decide to leave a marriage. I was married to someone who was very, very popular in all my circles. He was very, he was popular, just popular. Everyone knew him. Everyone loved him. And so he knew lots and lots and lots of people. Like, I walked into that marriage thinking I knew lots of people. Well, no, I knew no one compared to him. And so you can imagine how many people were invited to our wedding and how many people knew about our relationship and about our marriage, et cetera, et cetera. But the marriage just was, I mean, I don't think there are words in the dictionary to express just how horrendous this marriage was, right? Like, it was just horrific. And I started feeling so many like physical symptoms where I couldn't breathe often. I couldn't sleep. My body was having these weird like symptoms, showing these weird symptoms of very strange things. My parents were starting to notice that I just wasn't the same person. And that's when they started realizing stuff was going on. And so because of this one thing in my life, this marriage, everything else in my life was tainted and tarnished as a result. But I am a Christian, and I grew up believing, and I still firmly believe, that marriage is a very holy covenant, something that is not made to be broken, something that is very highly regarded and revered in the faith and in the person's life. And the purpose of marriage is so much bigger than just two people, you know, shacking up together. Like, there's so much more. And so even just based on my own beliefs, my own value system, the concept of leaving just wasn't even ever on the table. And so what I ended up doing was I kept digging myself into a hole, because I couldn't see anything improving. I couldn't see my situation getting any better, but I couldn't also see a way out. And so I started having major, major issues, asking some really big existential questions about my faith, about why I believe what I believe in, all that stuff. And then I had lots of conversations with lots of people that I respect, with my pastor, with family members, with people I really respected. I started reading books and reading articles and listening to podcasts about divorce and how I can go about it, until I finally reached a point where I needed to do this. I needed to do this because I couldn't live the rest of my life like this. Oh my gosh, it's raining. It's pouring outside. How convenient. But yeah. And I remember, I must have told the story before, but for the purpose of today's episode, I'll say it again, is one of the biggest kind of like before and after moments for me as I was making this decision to quit the biggest thing in my life was that I was taking a walk and I was listening to a podcast by Glennon Doyle, and it was the Do Hard Things, We Can Do Hard Things podcast, and it was about quitting. And I realized that it was either I was going to quit, I was either going to, the choice was basically, am I choosing myself? Am I choosing a future? Am I choosing health? Am I choosing the possibility for, you know, prosperity and something good in the future? Or am I choosing to stay and thereby completely erase myself from my own life? That was really what it came down to. But like I said in the introduction, I was always this like people pleaser. I always really cared. Like I didn't realize that that's the truth, that that was actually the truth of who I was until I made this decision. But I look back now and I'm like, wow, I used to be such a people pleaser, someone who was so concerned with how people are going to look at her, how people are going to perceive her, if people are going to approve of her decisions or not. Like, and I never realized that that's how I was living my life. But all this pressure was on me whenever it was time for me to make a decision that was highly, highly personal. So when you get married, no one lives with the consequences of that decision but you and your spouse. And ultimately, it's you. You make the decision to enter this relationship. It is you alone. Like, once people can think they know what your relationship is like, what your marriage is like on the outside. When we finally, you know, started saying that we are divorced and stuff like that, people were like, what? You guys are the happiest couple in the world. People perceived us in this like great way. But no one had any idea what went on behind closed doors. And so breaking the people's perception of me, breaking people's perception of my marriage was such a hard thing as a recovering people pleaser, right? But the decision to quit had to be made. It had to be made. And then I remember I sat down with my parents and we talked about, you know, let's have a reality check. Okay, we think you need to leave this marriage as well. My parents were super supportive because they knew all the information and they also saw everything from up close and personal. And so they were supporting me completely, but they wanted me to not be deceived. They wanted to sit with me and say, like, you have to know that if you leave, people are going to say this and this and this, and people are going to have their own versions of what happened in your life. So just be prepared and just know that. And I was like, yeah, I want to quit. And for the very first time in my life, the concept of quitting now stopped having such a negative connotation. So we think of quitting as giving up, right? We think of quitting as like a person, a quitter. Someone who quits is someone who can't handle like certain realities or certain responsibilities that come with certain roles or whatever. That is a person who quits, right? You are a quitter. So let's say, I don't know, I am a swimmer, I'm on the swimming team in my club, and then halfway through the race, I quit just because at a certain point, the person to my right seems to be beating me. So I give up and I quit. So obviously that's a bad kind of quitting, right? That's a quitting because it comes from a lack of resilience, a lack of willpower, a lack of determination, right? But there's another definition of quitting, and that is the quitting so that you can be set free. To quit is to be set free from, is to set yourself free from. And that was how I perceived the quitting from my terrible, terrible marriage, is I had to quit in order to set myself free from misery, to set myself free from a very abusive situation, to set myself free from the power and grip of someone who isn't right for me. That was to quit, to set myself free. And think about it, even not just in terms of divorce or relationships or anything like that. Let's say you're in a terrible job. It pays you really, really well, right? And there is like room for you to grow on the ladder or whatever, like this corporate ladder and everything. But in the meantime, you are losing respect for yourself. You are losing time that you can otherwise be spending with your family. And we talked about this a lot in the hustle culture episode, which I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to it. It is something we all very, very much need in this day and age. And and all that. And so think about that, to quit that. You're thinking, no, like no one quits a position that is this high up, you know, in such a very highly esteemed corporate company and stuff. Like no one quits. You wouldn't just quit such a greatly elevated situation, would you? Well, think of what it's costing you. Think of what quitting that job would be setting yourself free from, and then therefore free towards. Think of the fact that we are only alive for a very short period of time. I know I keep saying this in every episode these days, but really, really, this reality has been like slapping me on the face so often, is we really, really are here for a very, very short time. We're like very short period of time. And therefore, we cannot stay committed to things that suck the joy and suck the quality from our lives, whether that is in order to avoid people saying bad things about us, to avoid gossiping, to avoid people having unsolicited opinions of our own personal choices. Like, life is too short to stay in terrible situations out of fear of what people are going to say or what people are going to think, or because it's easier to stay. Like, let me tell you that 9 times out of 10, it really is always easier to stay. Like, it was easier for me to stay in this terrible marriage, dead-end marriage, than it was for me to leave. It was so much easier because I would have avoided having people talk about me behind my back. I would have avoided being shunned. I would have avoided this like massive trauma that happened internally, now that I had to redefine my character and all the work that I had to put into recreating myself after being broken in that way. So yeah, it would have been so much easier to just be miserable behind closed doors and go on the rest of my life pretending to be the happiest person in the entire universe on the outside, you know, married to someone who sucked the life out of me, sucked the oxygen out of my blood, like literally. That would have been so much easier, and I would have made everyone around me so much happier. But the decision to quit was hard, but it was so worth it. And we need to like redefine quitting, because we believe that quitting is this terrible, awful thing. Well, let me tell you that no, it's not. Sure, it's a hard thing. Quitting is a hard thing, because at the end of the day, we do live within a society. We're not islands. And so, you know, this very individualistic culture that's becoming so, it's becoming so popular, let's just say that, in the West specifically, where it's like, you do you, like queen, you do you, all that stuff. I think, sure, to a very certain extent, you can do you. But you don't live in a vacuum, you live within a society. And therefore, obviously, take everything that I'm saying with the back kind of conviction that you should not be doing anything that's going to harm anyone around you. But if you are at a stage in your life where you feel like the strong, the good thing to do would be to quit, then quit. Because quitting isn't always bad. Quitting doesn't mean you've given up on yourself. Doesn't mean you're a failure. Quoting last week's episode, doesn't mean any of those things. Sometimes it means that you are doing the hard thing of setting yourself free from something, letting go of a very unnecessary heavy burden, so that you can set yourself free towards something that is worthwhile, something that will help get you on the right track, that will help you live a more authentic life. Friend, this isn't the first time that we've talked about this. Maybe this time I went a little bit more in depth by giving you like a personal anecdote, but it's something I genuinely believe in. You know, we are very heavy laden by rules that society has placed on us that we haven't really given the time to really ask ourselves, is quitting always bad? Is it always a bad thing? Or can it sometimes be the literal key towards freedom? Freedom to do what we were put on this earth to do. Freedom to live lives that are actually worth our breath. I hope that today's episode really opened your eyes and maybe gave you the courage to finally do the thing. Finally quit that very toxic thing that's been in your life. That relationship, that job, that whatever, that friendship. I really, really hope that today's conversation left a mark, like a positive mark on your life. And as always, if you are in support of the Being Allowed podcast, if you are, if you like today's episode, or if you in general like our episodes here, please don't forget to hit the subscribe button. It makes a humongous difference to me, but also your opinions and your thoughts matter so much more than you know. Like, I love reading the comment section and then having conversations, which we've been having so many more of. Like, we've been having such great conversations in the comment section on YouTube specifically, where we're able to kind of give and take and share stories. And I've had people share their very personal, very deep stories with me. And it's just been so lovely and so enriching. So if you have thoughts on today's episode, maybe you agree, maybe you disagree, whatever your stance is, please leave your comments below. I will read and I will respond, and we will have a conversation that grows us all and really builds a strong community of people. Also, just thought I'd let you know that I post vlogs quite often. So if you want to see the less serious side of me and the side of me that's more about sarcasm and joking and being weird and being funny, then definitely follow along on my actual life and day-to-day weird adventures, whether that's in the kitchen or in life. You know, I post pretty, entertaining vlogs, I guess. So yeah, make sure you check those out as well. And thank you so much for being here. I always love having you here. And I'll see you again here next time.